All right. This is Commissioner. Not quite ready yet.
And action.
This is Commissioner Susan Weefald. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is meeting today on July 17th, 2008, in the Commission Hearing Room for a special meeting. We have one item on the agenda today, which is in the portfolio of Commissioner Kramer. And Commissioner Clark is joining us today by phone. Any welcoming comments from my fellow commissioners?
Just hello.
Tony, you're there?
Uh-oh.
Hello, Tony?
Bet we lost him. Let's
hello?
Should we call him
all right,
again?
We're going to try this one more time because he had asked us to connect him to the meeting. So
he is traveling and using a cell phone, so we'll give it one more try. And if this doesn't work, we can have the meeting with him.
Tony, we had lost you.
Oh, yeah. I'm in this kind of hilly Minnesota lake country, and I had just gone down in a valley.
All right. So, we are going to now proceed with the meeting and hope that you're still on when we vote. If you're not, then Kevin and I will just sign the order. All right?
Maybe we could vote fast, and then I'll explain it.
Yeah,
okay, I move the commission grant the request of Montana Dakota Utilities Company for a deviation from its Rate 88 tariff to provide continued billing of the cost of gas adjustment on a service rendered basis for service to customers through September 2008 and to provide for an out-of-cycle surcharge adjustment effective for service rendered on and after August 1, 2008 and case number PU08491.
All right, that may be a good idea, Commissioner Kramer. I will second that motion. Why don't we vote, and then we can explain it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. Now, if we lose you, it's not an important matter. All right. Do you give your secretary the authority to sign for you today? To Charlene Magstadt? Tony?
Oh, hello.
Hey, Tony, do you authorize Charlene to sign for you today?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, you can disconnect now, and we're not going to worry about it.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
Basically, this motion does a couple of things, and I'll also use this opportunity just to announce the impact of the cost of gas adjustment. But MDU has requested a couple of deviations. One is from the Rate 88 tariff specifying that the cost of gas be implemented with bills rendered effective on the first of each month. That is the current or the rate. They asked for a deviation last spring because we wanted to accommodate the fact that they were transitioning from manually read meters to automated meters, and that the billing cycle would straddle the first of the month in several cases, and we just want to make sure that they would that the services rendered would be charged appropriately, so that people would be paying the price for the month that the service was rendered. In some cases, that might be a few days in one month and several days in another month. All of that transition is done physically, so all of the meters are automated now, but now it's just a matter of the implementation of it. So they just asked for that to continue through September, and it seems appropriate. The other request is a deviation from the cost of gas tariff, which specifies a surcharge adjustment is effective October 1st of each year. This has been one where we know that once a year there's a true up to either recover under recovery or to credit over recovery to customers, depending on how the price of gas fluctuated throughout the year. Last year, we changed that true-up date, that cycle, from May to October 1st. As it turns out, because of the dramatic spike and increase in natural gas prices, it is anticipated with great certainty, obviously, that there will be a surcharge that will have to be part of the October 1st true-up. Currently, however, based on last year's cycle, customers are enjoying a 23-cent per decatherm credit. What MDU is asking, and what this motion and this order and now this vote has done, is to zero that 23-cent credit out for September, for August and September, and then, of course, in October, when we look at the effect, total effect of the cycle, when there will be no doubt a surcharge, it will be a less dramatic surcharge, and so we're just kind of helping flatten that cycle out a little bit. It's you know, it's just one more result, one more unfortunate result of unanticipated, at least the dramatic changes unanticipated of the growing price of natural gas and other energy prices.
MDU right now for residential customers is, and for actually it's for customers that are firm and non-firm customers, are $5,746,000 that they show that they have unrecovered. So this is one step that the commission can take to start to help that under recovery and to bring it so that customers eventually will have to pay all of those costs over the coming year.
And we just as soon get it started in now as opposed to piling it all on during the heavy use time of winter as well. There's lots of reasons to do this. It's not an easy thing to do, but I think it's an appropriate response at this point.
Okay, and then you wanted to...
And then I use this opportunity, sure, thank you, just to announce the total impact then of the cost of gas charge. MDU will be increasing that charge by 74.9 cents per decatherm, which will be applied to August customers. The cost of gas charge will change from $10.51 to $11.26 per decatherm. Just to give some reference point to that, that's over twice, maybe close to 2.5 times what it was a year ago. For a residential consumption typical of August, that would be about 2 decatherms. The cost of gas in the bill will be about $1.50 higher than it was in July and $12.11 higher than August of last year.
We do recognize, though, the commission does, that some people who are on balanced billing are already seeing there's higher prices in their amounts that they're paying for balanced billing.
So that ends items in my portfolio.
All right, and that ends the items on our agenda today. Thank you.